the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Today we have the reading from the Holy Gospel about the born blind man. And we arrive now to the sixth week in the Holy Land. And our great Coptic Church, a wonderful Coptic Church, arrange all the reading with the reasons. Each reading and each Sunday have a reason. It's very important to know why our Coptic Church choose today to read this part from the Holy Gospel about the born blind man. And going deeply first to the story, or to know what happened with the born blind man, we can divide this story into three parts. First part is apparently that it is like a temptation or a problem. We have a problem. Second part is a solution. And the third part is the conclusion and consequence. Let's start by first part, which is a temptation. It seems like we have a born blind man, and it seems also, and apparently, this part of his eye, it does not exist at all. From day one, he didn't see. He cannot see anything. Again, this part, it's empty. And maybe he tried to cry to God every time, why? Why I am like this? Why I'm blind? Why you allow to go to this temptation? Maybe also he was crying with David in Psalm 12 and said, how long, Lord, do you forget me forever? And maybe we are sometime in the same position when God allow to go through some temptation or we face some problems during our life. And we try to cry to God, okay, God, can you solve this problem? Can you give me some solution? And after a while, I lose my hope. I despaired. And I forget that God can do anything. And again, why the reason? The reason of the reading of this Holy Gospel or this born blind man part, especially in this week. Jesus answered from the Bible and said to us, can you look to open your book in the Revelation book, the chapter number 1, when St. John saw Jesus face to face in the heaven, and he tried to describe Jesus, and he described with some earthly word for sure, Jesus is more beauty than this. And after he tried to describe Jesus, and he divided the description into 7 parts. The sixth part, again, it's we have a relation between, now we are in sixth week in the Holy Land, and it's we have a relation between this one and what we will say. In the sixth part, in Revelation book, he said, he had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. It means, I am God. I am the Pantocrator. I am the mastermind. I can do anything. Can you trust this? You trust me? Yes, I trust, but I tried to pray to you, but I didn't receive any answer. I have a problem. I have a temptation. I'm inside the temptation, but you didn't give me any solution. It's from a long time. Okay, but you trust me or no? Yes, I trust, but after a while, no. I lose my hope. Sorry, God, I cannot trust you again. You didn't deliver me any solution. No. From the Revelation book, we know that in his right hand, and right, by the way, right is strong. In the right, his right hand, he holds 7 stars. who hold the seven stars in his right hand cannot solve any problem. No, he can. This problem is too small to him. And by the way, we have three kinds of temptation. Temptation for purification. Another temptation is for gradation. And another one is for reinforcement and consolidation. And maybe sometimes God allow to go to through this temptation in order to purify our soul and to clean some sins. That's why we have to wait and we have to trust God. We have to trust Him and to wait until He finds the right way and the right time to solve this problem. And after this, Jesus asked, okay, are you trust me? Yes. Okay, I have no option. Yeah, I trust you really. You have in your hand the seven stars. Okay. Can you see the miraculous solution from my side? Jesus said, okay, I'm waiting. I will see this. What happened? This is the second part of the story. The second part, when Jesus is put on the earth and I make a clay and anointed his eyes. Oh, Jesus, okay. You will solve the problem, but this way is wrong. I didn't need to solve this problem by this way. No, trust me. I used the right way to solve the problem and on the right time. But I think it's wrong. You make some clay and put it in my eye and my eye. Okay, it will be worse for sure. No. Please trust me. I will solve the problem. And from the dust, Jesus create new eyes to the blind man. And we are in sixth week of the Holy Land. And from 5,500 years ago, God create a man called Adam in sixth day of the creation. And according to his sins, he corrupts the creation. And he couldn't see God. After Adam, he was talking with God face to face. But after he went out from the paradise, he couldn't see God. And after 5,000 again, Jesus came and create new eyes to the blind man, the son of Adam, to tell him, please open your eyes and see me again. Open your eyes and see my salvation plan. Starting by next Sunday, in Palm Sunday, the King of Kings will go to Jerusalem, passing through the crucifixion and after this ending by resurrection. He tried to open the eyes to see everything is good. This is the salvation plan. Create Adam. And after this, Adam fell in the sins, corrupted his creation, and he couldn't see God. Jesus came again and create new eyes and tell him, please, can you see me now? Yeah. Okay. See my salvation plan. And this is what happened with the born blind man. And after this, he told him, like, okay, go wash your eyes. Sometimes wash your eyes using the water. And the water is the common part in all the readings of the Holy Land. The water here is a symbol of Jesus. If I accept Jesus, okay. You accept me? Okay, you can see now. Maybe the born blind man, after Jesus put the clay on his eyes, and after this, okay, he told him, go wash your eyes. Okay, it's crazy. What he did for me? No, sorry, I will not. Please trust me. He will find to you the right solution. Trust him only. And give his hand to work. And after this, we find a solution. We find that the blind man have eyes. And the third part of the story is a consequence or the result. First of all, when we are inside any temptation and we cry to God to help us to solve this problem, the first result will be the solution, for sure. We receive a solution. And after this, we will open our eyes to see the magnificence of God. And God uses a different way. For sure, it is not in our mind. No, it's totally different. That's why I think about when the born blind man opened his eyes and he tried to look to all the nature and earth around him, and he saw, oh wow, how is beautiful your creation, my God. And after this, he praised God. And this is one of the results after any temptation. We open our eyes and see how God is beautiful, then praise God. And finally, we witness to God. The blind man knows very well, maybe the people will persecute him. But he didn't change his mind. They ask him many times, this man is a sinner? No. He told him no. He's starting by a man called Jesus. By the end of the discussion, he told him, no, he's a son of God. He knows very well now his Lord. And he didn't afraid from them. And this is exactly here in our society. The devil convinced us that we can, okay, you are now, okay, you are different. You cannot be different in this society. We have to do like them, like others. Yeah, you will be a different, for sure. No, I am a different. And I have to be the son of God. I have to be in the right way. I have to do what Jesus told me. Okay, maybe we will face some problems. Yeah, for sure. And this is what happened to the born blind man. What happened exactly? Jesus heard that they had cast him out and he found him. They cast him out. But he found him. And this is the answer from Jesus. Again, open your book and look to the Revelation book, chapter 3. The letters and the epistles to the churches. Number 6, to Philadelphia, he said, I know your works. I have set before you an open door, and no can shut it. For you have a little strength. You have kept my word, and have not denied my name. You have not denied my name. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And he shall go out no more. Jesus said, don't worry, don't be afraid if something happened according because you witness to God. For sure, no. You will be a pillar in the temple of God. And he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God. I am the Alpha and the Omega. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. We trust him. We know him. He opened our eyes to see him and to witness to God. And if something happened, we will not be afraid. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. I am coming quickly, and this is the very interesting point. I am coming quickly, and we are waiting him. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah.